I guess after you live 94 years, you have a right to forget some things. And a lot of elderly people do, and some of us not so elderly. Well, my wife's grandfather was 94 and had reached the point of not even recognizing some of his family. It's a small family, just one son and two granddaughters, including my wife. My wife called her granddad one day, and she spoke loudly so he could hear, and she said, "Hi, Granddad. I love you." And she identified who was calling. And there was no response for a moment. And then, almost irritated, he said, "Who is this?" And she identified herself again, and she said, "You know, you have one son who had two daughters. I'm the oldest daughter. I love you, Granddad." Well, this time he just chuckled. He had no idea who this strange woman was saying she loved him. And I just love my wife's response. "Well, Granddad, the most important thing is this. Jesus loves you." To which Granddad responded, "Now him I know." I love it. Well, this is Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about lifetime companion. Remembering that precious conversation with my wife's grandfather always touches me. His lifetime companion, my wife's grandmother, of course, was gone. He didn't always recognize his son or his granddaughters, but there was one companion that had walked with him through it all and who he knew was still there by his side every step of the way, Jesus. The sad thing is that so many of us are trying to make it without that unlosable lifetime companion, and maybe you are. Well, you don't have to go it alone any farther. Here's our word for today from the Word of God. It comes from Hebrews 13, verse 5. God has said, "Never will I leave you." Wow, listen to that. "Never will I forsake you." What a promise. Never leave you. The best kind of love you could imagine. The kind you may have looked for in relationship after relationship and never found. That search ends when you finally give your life to Jesus Christ. Some people leave you by choice. Either you change or they change, and they're gone. That will never happen with Jesus. He will never change. Three verses later, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what my wife's grandfather found out. Jesus was there for him when he was a young man starting out teaching, when he started a family, when he built a home, when he was sick, when he lost his wife, when he couldn't comprehend very much at the end, and when he walked into eternity one morning. Jesus loves you, and nothing you do can change that. Now, some people would never choose to leave you, but one day they can't be there anymore. I've buried my father, my mother. I've lost others very, very close to me. Some who don't want to leave us do. But because Jesus has conquered death, you can't lose him. Your Savior will never die on you, never divorce you, never change his mind about you. The proof? His cross. He went there to die for you running your own life, to pay that eternal death penalty that your sin carries. How bad is that penalty? Look at Jesus dying on the cross. If he was ever going to abandon you, it would have been when his love for you meant taking your hell on that cross. But he died for you. So that if you would put your trust in him to be your rescuer from your sin, you would have his love forever. So much of your life may have been unnecessary loneliness because you've never really begun a personal relationship with the one who will never leave you. Haven't there been enough days without him? Let this be your first Jesus day. Just tell him right where you are that you're putting all your trust in him and what he did on the cross for you. And there's some wonderful information at our website that I would love to share with you so you can be sure you are anchored to this unlosable love of Jesus. Now, the website is anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. Please meet me there. For a long time, your heart has been aching for that lifetime companion, the one who will walk with you through it all, right into eternity. His name is Jesus. He's waiting for you now.